This is Unpublished Opinion for April 24th, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, I'm back after a long delay. You'll hear my review of the musical I saw over the weekend, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and also I'll have a review of the latest movie I saw, Brick. So first up, everyone, sorry I've been away so long. If you keep up with the blog, you'll know that work was really busy for me for a while. I won't get into that because it's just sort of a frustrating thing because I put a lot of work into something that ended up not happening. So it was a little bit frustrating, but I'm back. I hate it when I have a podcast in my rotation and I don't get any new podcasts from that person for a while, and so hopefully you all aren't angry at me for being gone so long and haven't abandoned me. I've been keeping up with the running as much as I can. I have a race coming up this Saturday. It's only the second race for me this season, so I'm looking forward to it. And then in a couple weekends, I'm going to be having a race in Ann Arbor with my mom and sister, which I'm very excited about. They both just started running this year, and so it'll be the first time we've ever had a race together. They just did their first race together this past weekend, and they both did really great. My mom actually came in third in her age group, which was pretty exciting. She didn't even know that she had done that, so they didn't stick around for the awards ceremony, unfortunately. My sister also did great, too. This was her second 5K, and she did a lot better this time, having walked a lot of the first one that she did. So I'm very proud of both of them, and I'm looking forward to the chance to race with them, and it'll be a good time, I think. Okay, so over this past weekend, Prince E and a friend of ours went to see the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a musical that was on, I think it's still out on Broadway in New York, but it's made its way here to Chicago. It's here for an extended run. If you live in the Chicago area or are planning to visit in the next few months, maybe over the summer, I would highly recommend this musical. It's probably the funniest musical I've ever seen. I laughed pretty much nonstop from start to finish. For those of you that don't know what it's about, it's basically about a spelling bee. All of the actors and actresses are played by adults, but they're all playing children aged elementary school through early high school as they compete in this regional spelling bee for the chance to go to the national spelling bee in Washington, D.C. One of the great parts about the show was that they actually had three members of the audience up on the stage participating in the bee, and they actually had to go up and try and spell words, so that was really fun. And it was just, it was a really enjoyable show. It's, in terms of, who would like it, I think it's definitely a preteen and older show. There's some things that aren't really for kids, if you're wondering about taking your kids to it. But as far as anyone else, I think you would love it. I thought it was so funny. Especially if you've ever watched, a National Spelling Bee or, you know, the very serious spelling bee competitions. If you've seen the documentary Spellbound, which I've seen, you'll definitely find some things in there that are very similar to actual spelling bee competitions, and it's just put in a funny light, and all of the characters are really great. All of the current cast here in Chicago, they all had amazing voices, and they were all really great actors, so overall I just thought it was great. Prince E thought it was great, too. He actually was awake the entire time, unlike when we went to see Wicked, and he was laughing throughout the whole thing as well. We had really great seats. We'd gotten them early, so we were just a few rows from the stage, and that, you know, that's always fun. So then we actually had, there's a few scenes where the cast members come up the aisle, and so we actually were very close in and on the action, which is always fun and exciting. So, yeah, I would highly recommend this musical. We actually liked it so much that we downloaded the soundtrack off of iTunes the very night we saw it, and we listened to it in the car on the way to work today. So it was just a really, really enjoyable show. If you're looking for a show that's going to make you laugh, that's going to make you be entertained, I definitely would highly recommend it. Okay, now for a movie review. The last movie that we went to see, it's actually been about 3 weeks ago now, was the film Brick. For those of you who don't know, it's about high school student who discovers that his friend is in trouble. She calls him on the phone, and he has to do investigating to figure out what happened to her. And it's sort of an intricate plot of characters and, you know, a mystery that he has to solve about what happened to his friend Emily. Emily is actually played by Emily DeRaven from Lost, which I thought it was pretty funny. Anytime I see anyone of the Lost cast in something else, I find it very strange because part of me really thinks they are all on that island. But so I really like this movie. I like this movie way more than I thought I would. It was kind of one of those that the preview looked so-so, but Princey wanted to see it, so I said I would go, you know, with the understanding that I would get to pick something else later that I really wanted to see. But I like this way more than I thought I would. I'm actually going to give it 3.5 cat paws. I thought it was really good. It has some really great dialogue. It's one of those movies that sort of has the, you know, the high school kids probably talking a little more sophisticatedly than high school kids typically talk. But I really like that. I really like the sort of twists and turns of the plot. Although they weren't overly hard to figure out if you know, it wasn't sort of any big shocks, but there were definite twists to the plot that were fun to follow. And yeah, it was kind of a movie where you're sitting there wanting to know what's going to happen, excited for the finish to see what's going to happen. The acting was all really good. It stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who you would probably know as the boy from Third Rock from the Sun. Although he's been in a lot more other things. Another good actor in this film was Lucas Haas, who was in a lot of movies when he was a child and then now as an adult, and he was really good in this as well. So like I said, overall, I thought it was a really great movie, and I would recommend if you like sort of a little bit of a mystery, a little bit of, you know, kind of intricate dialogue, and it's not really too high school-y if you're worried about, because it's high school students, it's sort of going to be like a teenage movie, and it's really not. I really enjoyed it, despite the fact that they were in high school. So I would recommend it, and I hope you like it. So that's going to do it for today's show. It's kind of a short episode. I just wanted to get this out there to get back on track. I have some audio that I recorded during the run with my mom and sister over Easter weekend. I still haven't gone back through that and edited out anything yet, so they'll still be forthcoming, and hopefully I have some good material there. But like I said, I just wanted to get this out there, so I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to visit the blog, simbasmom.com, and be sure to email me, simbaschicago@yahoo.com. Bye. Thanks for listening.